Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. She's Anita Marks, and it's time to talk fantasy football. Round two of the playoffs. Hopefully you advance. We'll try to get you to your championship game coming up next week. Anita, let's start with the quarterbacks. And one guy who's had a disappointing year, but you like him this week, is Matt Ryan.
I do, believe it or not. Going up against the Washington Redskins, they're giving up an average of 18 fantasy football points to opposing quarterbacks. One more guy that I do like, and that's Ryan Tannehill. Get this, going up against the Patriots, he's put up more points the past 4 weeks than Drew Brees, if you can believe it. The Patriots giving up an average of 25 fantasy football points to opposing quarterbacks. And another thing, both Tannehill and Matt Ryan, believe it or not, are available on waiver wires. Quarterbacks I don't like, Ben Roethlisberger as well as Andy Dalton. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, this is an AFC North battle, and I think these two teams, it's always a heavyweight bout, especially as the good defense that Cincinnati has brought to the table this year. So I think these two teams are going to be beating up on one another. I think this is going to be a very low-scoring game.
I think the guy going up against Matt Ryan could have a big game as well. Kirk Cousins starting for the Washington Redskins. If the rumor's down there that the team maybe not the biggest fan of RG3, his nickname in the locker room apparently RG-Me, they might want to have a big game and try to score some points for their new quarterback. As for running backs, you like Shane Vereen this week?
I do. I like Shane Vereen going up against Miami. They're giving up an average of 20 fantasy football points to opposing running backs. And get this, Shane Vereen has led running backs in receptions the past 4 weeks. So you got to like that he's healthy. He's back in that Patriots offense, and he's getting the ball from Tom Brady. Another running back that I like is Andre Ellington. Again, make sure he's healthy and he's playing. But going up against Tennessee, Tennessee is great against the pass, but they are not good against the rush. And he very well could have a monster day. His yards per catch and yards per carry, actually, are really tremendous this year.
And two guys that were surefire first-round picks this year, you say, sit them down.
Yeah, I would not play Ray Rice this coming week. And granted, yes, I get it. You draft him in the first round, but what has he done for you all season? Not a lot. Detroit, they're very good against the rush, and they're really good at home. And then, of course, C.J. Spiller going up against Jacksonville. I know what you're saying. What do you mean, Anita? Jacksonville, they stink. Well, lately, the past 4 weeks, their defense has been great. They've only given up two rushing touchdowns to opponents the past 4 weeks. Their defense has gotten a lot better.
Let's go to wide receivers. You still want to go on top of that against the Washington Redskins bandwagon and start Roddy White.
Yeah, Roddy White, he's finally healthy, and he's a PPR machine. Get this, 18 receptions the past 2 weeks. You've got to love that. And then, of course, Brian Hartline. I really think that Mike Wallace is going to get all the attention from Tlaib, who we talked about before we started the segment, who's healthy and is playing. So I think it's going to open up things for Brian Hartline.
And two guys you don't like are two guys that are known for big plays down the field.
Yeah. As I said, Mike Wallace, not a good play, as well as Vincent Jackson, believe it or not. Oh, I know that's tough. Maybe if you don't have better options, you play him in a flex, but I would not play him as a wide receiver two this week, going up against San Francisco, giving up the fewest amount of fantasy football points to opposing wide receivers on the road.
And finally, tight ends. You like Delanie Walker once again.
I love Delanie Walker. And finally, he gets a great matchup against the Arizona Cardinals, who I know each and every week, I think we talk about this,
you
they
do.
Give up the most amount of fantasy football points to opposing tight ends. So I love Delanie Walker. He's a great start. And one guy who you might want to sit is Antonio Gates. Get this stat. Antonio Gates has only scored one touchdown against the Denver Broncos on the road at Denver. One. That's it. Just one.
Pretty good stat.
Yeah.
Anita, best of luck this week.
Thank you. Hey, good luck to everybody else. Hopefully you win this week and you make it to your championship.
No doubt about it. Everybody have fun. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you next week.